Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny and a fresh breeze, highs of 18, lows of 9. Tuesday, we can expect sunny and a fresh breeze, highs of 17, lows of 9. Wednesday, we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs of 17, lows of 7. Thursday, we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 17, lows of 7. And Friday, we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 17, lows of 7. I'll update you more next week.
In Isle of Wight news this week, businesses on the Isle of Wight have already been given a total of more than £11 million in rates support grants to help them through the coronavirus emergency. Around 800 businesses have so far received the payments. The grants made available under National Government Scheme are distributed by the Isle of Wight Council to eligible business ratepayers. So far, more than 2,590 business ratepayers have filled in a form to provide their details for direct payment, which can be found at www.iow.gov.uk/COVID-19_business-advice. Council leader Dave Stewart said, "With many more millions to go out in the coming days and weeks, this lifeline will help our island businesses at this crucial time. Making sure the construction industry on the Isle of Wight can keep things moving, curing the coronavirus pandemic is the aim of a new not-for-profits group. The group, Available Wight, aims to help source and redeploy the resources from the Isle of Wight construction industry. Its key objectives are to ensure workers are trained to act safely, available for work or volunteering, suitably qualified to undertake works required, and are living on the Isle of Wight. A website has been set up to allow those in need of essential works by construction trades to view the live availability status of all registered skills resources. The group hopes to sign up as many qualified trade companies and individuals as possible. If you think you may need to use a free service, Available Wight is available via www.availablewight.co.uk or email support@availablewight.co.uk. And finally, work is continuing to ensure Cows Week 2020 can go ahead, according to its organisers. The event takes place between August 8th to August 15th, but there have been question marks over whether it would continue, given current restrictions caused by the coronavirus pandemic. However, organisers say work is continuing from home on all of the organisational aspects of the week, and we remain committed to running the event if at all possible. Lawrence Mead, Regatta Director, said, "We continue to move forward with plans for the event and remain hopeful that by the time we get to mid-August, still 4 months away, the necessity to socially distance ourselves will have reduced sufficiently so that we can run some great boat racing in Cowes. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole."
Hello, I'm Ophelia from Vectis Radio with some famous birthdays. Number 1, Sophia Grace Brownlee, who's a pop singer. Number 2, Hayley Mills, who's a movie actress. Number 3, Tom Hughes, who's a movie actor. Number 4, Christian Collins, who's a YouTube star. I'll tell you their dates of birth in a minute. Bye for now!
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio with some events that have happened on the past week in history. On April the 13th, 1970,
an oxygen tank on the Apollo 13 rocket explodes, setting off a chain of events that will be remembered in history. To attempt to get home, the astronauts used a risky maneuver that involved propelling themselves around the moon with the engine of their moon lander. NASA managed to get the astronauts safely home, and the events of the day were made into a film. On April the 12th, 1961, Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin made history by becoming the first person to orbit the Earth. The United States of America were in a race against Russia to reach outer space. Russia succeeded in launching the first man-made object, the first animal, and, on this week in history, the first human into space, but it was America that won the space race by putting men on the moon. On the 13th of April 1821, Scottish soldier Gregor MacGregor arrived in London, claiming that he had become the cacique, or leader, of a small Latin American kingdom called Poyais. However, Poyais didn't exist. MacGregor managed to make lots of money by selling land in Poyais, land that he didn't own. When he was found out, however, he moved to Paris, where he continued to sell phony land rights. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of week. This week's word is loquacious. L-O-Q-U-A-C-I-O-U-S. It's an adjective meaning tending to talk a great deal or talkative. It's from Latin origin from the mid-17th century, from a word loci, which means talk. That's all, and join us next week for another word of the week.
Hello everybody, my name's Ophelia Hay-Got-So-Tall, and remember when I told you about some people who had their famous birthdays today? Well, now I'm going to tell you their dates of birth. Number 1, Sophia Grace Brownlee, who was born in 2003. Number 2, Hayley Mills, who was born in 1946. Number 3, Tom Hughes, who was born in 1986. Number 4, Christian Collins, who was born in 1996. That's it for famous birthdays. I'll have more for you next week. Bye for now!
In Isle of Wight news this week, Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance is one of the first air ambulance services in the country to collaborate with the Royal Air Force during the coronavirus pandemic. On Tuesday 7th of April, the charity undertook the first time critical transfer of a patient from Jersey to University Hospital Southampton in an RAF Chinook. The charity's critical care teams are working alongside military personnel to prepare themselves should they need to provide support to patients on the Isle of Wight and other more remote areas. Paramedics and doctors are on hand to fly onboard military helicopters, providing urgent critical care to patients as they are transferred to major trauma centres across the country, including the new NHS Nightingale Hospital at London's Excel Centre. During a joint training exercise at the charity's airbase in Thruxton last week, the teams simulated loading critically ill ventilated patients onto RAF Chinook, Puma and RN Merlin aircraft, and then providing constant support and care to them inside the military aircraft. Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance CEO Alex Lockrain said, "It is absolutely our duty to do everything that we can to ensure that patients on the Isle of Wight and other more remote areas get the necessary critical care during the current pandemic." Four lucky people in East Cowes are celebrating this week after winning £1,000 thanks to their postcode. The Clarence Road neighbours netted the windfall when PO326HB was announced as a daily prize winner with People's Postcode Lottery this week. People's Postcode Lottery ambassador Daniel Johnson said, "What fantastic news to start the day. Congratulations to our winners. A minimum of 32% of ticket sales goes directly to charities, and players of People's Postcode Lottery have raised over £500 million to date for thousands of good causes in Britain and beyond. This draw was promoted by Woodland Trust, which has received over £13.1 million in funding from the players of the People's Postcode Lottery." And finally, an online fundraising page is gathering cash for a community food project spearheaded by the Isle of Wight for Yardbridge Inn. Left with a surplus of food when the pub was forced to close under the government's coronavirus measures, the team decided to whip up meals for vulnerable and elderly people on the island. When the pub's surplus food ran out, the community stepped in to donate food items. Now a Just Giving page has been set up for those who would prefer to help out with a little bit of cash. Richard, Jane and Becky have already raised more than £1,000 and a team of local volunteer drivers are making deliveries. That's all, and I'm Jasper Haycock, so talk.
That's it for this week's Short Breaks show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.